The name of the Lord be praised and exalted. It's just a wonderful grace which was given to us to be gathered here in the house of the Lord, to hear these wonderful songs and to hear the wonderful word of God. We are grateful for last night, for his word, for his speaking, and we are confident that the Lord has prepared already his blessing for us this morning. We greet all of you from near and far in all countries, also all those who are joining us online in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just feel at home in the presence of God. Together, we want to give God the glory, and then Brother Alfred Borg will read us a word for introduction. We start with song number 25. 25. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus. Number 25. I stand amazed.
Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Drops of blood for mine. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love. Sorrows, he made them his very own. He bore their burden to carry, and suffered and died alone. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When all in glory, his face I at last shall see. Twelve rise my joy through the ages, to sing of his love for me. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
oh, how wonderful.
Wir können nicht genug dem Herrn Dank sagen.
We cannot give thanks enough to the Lord for his love, for everything what he has done for us. And we are confident to experience his grace anew today. Let us sing the well-known song 35, Amazing Grace. Then Brother Alfred Bohr comes. Number 35, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. And thanks. I also greet all of you this morning very warmly in the name of our Lord. May he give us grace. We have sung already of this wonderful grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Can we also praise the grace of God which he bestowed upon us, which he revealed and manifested in us and on us? We are grateful for last night, and also this morning we are looking forward what the Lord has prepared for us. It is the Lord who prepares the table for us, who feeds us with a living manna. May he also do it today. Now, before we pray, I would like to read us a word from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, from verse 24. John 10, verse 24. Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Praise and thanks. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Praise be to the name of the Lord. My Father, who gave them me, is greater than all. Praise and thanks. There's nothing greater, neither in heaven nor on earth, as our God. My Father, who gave them to me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise and thanks. Verse 30. I and my Father are one. Praise be to the name of the Lord. After these words, the Jews took up stones again to stone him. And he asked, why? Let us read a couple of verses. Verse 31. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. He was a true man, but he was also God, manifested in the flesh. They didn't recognize it at the time. And also today, they don't recognize it. To us, God has given grace to recognize this. He revealed it to us. And in this wonderful name, we are gathered this morning at this place. And we trust that the Lord will bless us. That he will speak to us through his word. For we are sheep of his hand. Praise and thanks to the Lord. Now, let us stand up for prayer. I ask Brother Schmidt to come to pray with us. Great God, we thank you for this grace, for this privilege to be gathered here, at this place where you blessed us so often, where you revealed your word to us, where you taught us, where you gave us instructions. Lord, please receive the thanks and the worship from us, the least ones. Lord in heaven, bless us. Bless your worshiping people, all who are listening, all who are watching, in all countries, great God. You alone are worthy to receive the praise, glory, and honor. As it said, we thank you for this blessing of last night, Lord. We time and again are coming to this place where you blessed us so often. Please, Lord, continue to bless us. Lord Jesus Christ, bless the lips through which you can speak. Lord, this is our prayer. We ask for your instructions so that your name might be glorified. We thank you for all who are present at this place, from all countries and tongues. Oh God, Lord Jesus, how will it be when we'll come before your throne, oh God, giving you the glory and the praise, giving you the thanks that you have given us this grace, Lord. Lord, how many are there? You said it to your prophets, Lord. 7,000 remained. And if it's just a remnant, but yet some are here, some people are here who have not bowed their knees to Baal. Lord, we thank you. Bless us once again. Bless the lips and give instructions so that we can receive and praise you, the great and righteous God. Amen. We remain standing. We sing a chorus and we ask all the parents to come with their children to have them dedicated. Please come to the front. One chorus, only believe.
Only believe, all things are possible for only believe. Only believe, only believe, all things are possible.
Which language?
Czech.
Or whom can we call? Is somebody translating? What's the name? Amelie. Faithful Heavenly Father, our dear brothers and sisters are bringing you Emily to consecrate her to you, to lay them into your hands. Receive her. Bless this child, Lord. It is dedicated to you for time and for eternity. Bless the whole family, Lord. Give grace, Lord, to raise it in your love. May your blessing rest upon all. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Be God dedicated in Jesus' holy name, amen. Also you, beloved brother and sister, be God consecrated. Be blessed in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. What's the name of the child?
Aaron.
Faithful Lord Jesus, also these parents are bringing Aaron to you to consecrate him to you so that your grace and your blessing might rest upon this child. Bless this child. Let it be consecrated to you for time and for eternity. And bless the whole family, Lord. And give grace, Lord, to raise it in your fear. Your name might be praised and glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Which language? Romanian.
Să binecuvânteze această fetiță. Tu ai dorit-o fraților noștri pe Veronica. Te rugăm ca tu să o binecuvintezi pentru timp și veșnicie. Veronica, fii binecuvântată. În numele Domnului Iisus Hristos, binecuvântează familia întreagă, părinții ei. În numele scump al lui Iisus Hristos, ți-o încredințăm ție cu mulțumire. Amin.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let us sing, we give the glory to Jesus.
Give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love, and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love.
Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive all the praise, all the glory, all the worship. Thou art worthy, O Lord.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Today we would like it best that afterward we would hear two songs that Brother Ernst and Sister Ursula sing us also a song again. And also Brother Harry Schmidt and his wife Helene are here. They can also sing us a song. We are grateful to God with all our hearts for the visible grace, the experienceable grace that his people can come together to hear his word. As we read yesterday in the prophet Joel, blow the trumpet, gather the people, sanctify the congregation. It's really a time period as it was never on the earth during these 6,000 years. And not in the 2,000 years of the New Testament church. The beginning was very mighty, and the end must become the same, and it will be the same. And we are grateful to God that we can come together from all peoples and tongues and nations, hearing the word of the hour, the promises for our time, believing them with all our hearts. Also today, we have visit from all over Europe, from Sweden, from Denmark, from Czech Republic, from Poland, from Hungary, from Romania, Bulgaria, from France, Switzerland. Yes, from everywhere we are gathered here. And just before, it was reported to me what is happening in Bulgaria. Just very wonderful how God is opening the doors and the hearts and how He blesses. Then we have visit, as said already yesterday, from Montreal, from the DRC, from everywhere, South Africa, and from everywhere. Also today, Brother Nazir from Kinshasa is here. Brother Joseph from Kinshasa. Brother Cosme from Cabinda, Angola. Yes, we are coming together to hear the word of God. Just very mighty. Then, greetings from many brothers. Today, I couldn't note all of them, but just thanks be to our God that He really opened the doors until the ends of the earth. Here we have greetings from Lazarus, greetings from Brother Christian, greetings from Brother Leonidas, greetings from Brother Nyagi, greetings from Brother Dr. Chovava, and greetings from Brother Israel, greetings from Brother Ilunga, greetings from Brother Cecil from Pretoria, greetings from Brother Leon, greetings from Brother Mashi, greetings from Brother Kandi from Haiti, greetings from Brother Chauffeur, greetings from our brothers and sisters in Auckland, from Brother and Sister Parker, greetings from Jormi, greetings from Dr. Lotika from Australia, once again greetings from Haiti, greetings from Cameroon, greetings from the DRC, greetings from Abidjan, greetings from Brother Motika, Johannesburg. Greetings from Brother Ernst from Zimbabwe. And greetings from Brother Brashidi. And greetings from South Africa. And greetings from Pretoria. And here, once again, greetings in the Russian language. Just being grateful and once again grateful for this grace. Then, today, I would like to welcome our brother Michael from London, thanking our Lord. Preparations are being made now, preparations for meetings which will take place in the Persian Gulf, all in these Muslim countries. God is opening the doors and the hearts. And we are very grateful for Brother Michael and for the mighty mission work which he does, especially in the Muslim and Arabic world. Also for all the brothers who are coming to translate. Brother Pacheco comes from Hamburg. Brother Etienne Genton flies from Italy to this place, to translate, and all the others who are sitting in the cabins to translate. May the Lord God bless you, and may He be with you. This is my prayer. Then, as we said, may the brothers and sisters are coming now to the front. Now, before we go into the Word, may they sing us a song in the Spanish language. And if Brother Harry and Sister Helene come and sing an English song, we are just so grateful with all our hearts. And you all of you, from all neighboring countries, who neither speak German or English or French, because in our songbook we just have the three languages, and we all sing, we all tune in. May God bless you richly. This is my prayer. You all know, on the day of Pentecost, 16 different nations, languages, were gathered in Jerusalem, and the Spirit of God fell, and we are in great expectation. Doesn't matter how many languages are here. The Spirit of God is mighty at work, and the latter rain will fall. And as sure as it is written in Zechariah, pray for the latter rain at the time of the latter rain. This is very important. And we are living in this time. God bless you. Sing us a nice song.
Wenn mein Wandern endet, sie vom Glanz geblendet, ich den Himmelsmorgen in der Herrlichkeit, wo mich große Gabe
Masaya del Sol.
mein Heim, ein himmlisches Heim, über Wolken mein. Massa Jahre voll, yo tengo un hogar, hogar de hogar, Massa Jahre voll.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Really? Beyond the clouds, at the rapture, there will be no cloud anymore. We will be taken up to see the glory, the face of God. Very good. Thanks be to the Lord. Let us say it once again. What a grace. Come, beloved, come. The Lord God, may He bless you. May He bless you.
Although the way may be lonely and dark the shadows fall, I know wherever He lead me, my Father planned it all. I sing through the shade and the sunshine, I trust Him whatever befall. I sing for I cannot be silent, my Father planned it all. The sun may shine bright tomorrow, the shadows break and flee. 'Twill be the way that He chose, the Father's plan for me. I sing through the shade and the sunshine, I trust Him whatever befall. I sing for I cannot be silent, my Father planned it all. He guides the faltering footsteps along the weary way, for well He knows the pathway will lead to glory day. I sing through the shade and the sunshine, I trust Him whatever befall. I sing for I cannot be silent, my Father planned it all. A day of light and of gladness, on which no shade will fall. All this at last shall await me, my Father planned it all. I sing through the shade and the sunshine, I trust Him whatever befall. I sing for I cannot be silent, my Father planned it all. Ich singe in Freude und Leiden, es hält mich ja fest seine Hand. Ich singe, wie könnte ich schweigen, mein Vater hat's geplant.
Amen. Noch einen Moment.
One moment.
Das ist heute der 35. Hochzeitstag.
Today it's the 35th marriage day, wedding day, the 35th marriage day. God bless you. To the Lord be the thanks. We are looking back to many years in which, whether it's family Rus, family Schmidt, and who the family Fleck, and who they are, walking the way together finding their place. Also, Brother Noble Gill, I would like to welcome him in a special way. We are grateful to God, grateful with all our hearts, really, for all brothers in all nations, in all tongues, who are available for the Lord. I don't know whom else I can call. May God bless all ministering brethren from the riches of His grace. And may God bless also the word observation. It's just very mighty what God is doing right now. Also this, we have heard in the word of introduction. We have heard it. The people didn't understand the manifestation of God in the flesh. They didn't recognize it. In the same way it is today. If one hears the theologians and that what is being written there, oh, brothers and sisters, one may not repeat everything here, because partly it's blasphemy. Since also in our country, the various marriages can be made, even the subject of God was also attacked. And they said, God didn't appear in man's clothing. God is wearing a garment. This one has to imagine. Every red line is crossed. Just think of it. They said, when our Lord walked the earth, he wore a garment. The woman touched the hem of his garment. Yes, but that's how it was arrayed for the high priests. And our Lord is the high priest. How far the people want to go with blasphemy? How far? Brothers and sisters, let us thank our God for the fear which He laid into our hearts by His grace. And especially the manifestation of God in the flesh. From the very beginning, we have seen in eternity, God was a spirit. But in the beginning, He came forth from the light of fullness in which He was in eternity. He came forth from eternity in a visible form of appearance, and He revealed Himself. He spoke everything into existence. The Lord was not a second person. He was the invisible in a visible form of appearance manifested. The same with our Lord and Savior. Of course, not a second person, but God personally manifested in a visible form of appearance. For me, the manifestation, the revelation of Jesus Christ means really everything. Because only if we enter the Holy of Holies, this revelation that doesn't come in the inner court, doesn't come in the sanctuary, it comes in the Holy of Holies. And the veil was torn when our Lord was crucified. And the way was made free. The Ark of the Covenant is open. The Word was revealed freshly from the throne. How grateful we can be for the ministry of Brother Branham. Just thanking the Lord, receiving the revealed word, receiving the word by faith, thanking the Lord for it. Now, I would like to read some scriptures to show us our high calling, which God laid into our lives. And we, of course, know that all promises of God are yes and amen. And right, the last promise in the last church age at Laodicea in Revelation, chapter 3, in the last two verses, Revelation chapter 3, verse 21 and 22. Here it's written, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father on his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Brothers and sisters, can you imagine this? We, as poor people, one day, in the completion, at the rapture, together with our Savior, to sit on his throne, blessed and praised be our Lord. He came to us. He took upon himself all the reproach. He was called all kinds of things with all titles, all kinds of negative titles. But he went to the cross. He was obedient unto death on the cross, to die as the Son of God for all the sons and daughters of God, to give the redemption and to give us the adoption as sons and daughters of God. And by the power of the finished work of redemption, all the damage was made well again. And let me say this. Let me read a couple of scriptures to this. Again, from Romans. Here Paul always refers to that, what we as believers may experience with God. A very well-known word from Romans, chapter 8. Firstly, chapter 5. And I say it once again, doesn't matter if one reads 5, 6 or 7. Wherever one reads, everywhere God speaks to us through his word. And in particular, the places we read in part yesterday. Let us read today Romans chapter 8, these precious truths which found fulfillment in us. We are, of course, not preaching theory. We are preaching divine reality. Reconciliation, forgiveness is a reality. And here we read in Romans chapter 8, from verse 28, please receive it. Take it to heart. Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. To be conformed to the image of his Son. Hallelujah. Blessed and praised be our Lord. To be conformed to the image of his Son. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Our Savior could of course say, I ascend to my God and to your God, to my Father and to your Father. Dear brothers and sisters, we always have to be aware of this. As the word of promise was given to Mary, and she believed it, and the word became flesh, and the Son of God was born. So it is happening with us. The word of promise is received as a seed in our hearts, planted into our souls, and the Spirit of God comes upon the seed to work the new divine life which is in the seed. It comes up in you and in me. It is manifested. And we are born again unto a living hope by the power of God. And it continues here, verse 30 in Romans 8. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified.
Amen.
A completely finished work of redemption. And we, who we may believe with all our hearts, we don't look unto the visible things, not unto the circumstances which are around us. We are looking on him who has given us the promise, I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again to receive you unto myself, so that you are there where I am also. These are very mighty words which we read. Then, verse 39, Romans 8, verse 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Forever, it's finished. Joined with God forever. By grace, we received eternal life. And by grace, we shall live eternally. Then we have also the other places in Romans, chapter 11. Here we have the emphasis, especially to that, what God prepared for us. Romans chapter 11. Brother Schmidt, he mentioned it in his prayer. God had 7,000 at the time of Elijah who did not bow their knees before Baal. And God has a remnant in our time. Let us read it. Verse 5 and verse 7. Romans 11, verse 5. Even so, then, at this present time, I'm grateful to God that it is written here, in our time, the word of God is always valid. The word of God is not yesterday and tomorrow. The word of God is today. And today, if we hear his voice, verse 5, once again, likewise, then at this present time, in our time, also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Not the multitudes, a remnant is today, not yesterday, today, in our time. That's how it is written at this place. Just say amen to it. Amen. In this present time. And the mighty, brothers and sisters, is that we find ourselves in the Word, that we can say, by grace, we are part of this remnant which didn't bend their knees before Baal. We found back to God. We found back to the Word, to the original. We returned to the foundation, and we believe only what the Holy Scripture says. Verse 7, what then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeketh for. But the election has obtained it. Amen. It's just so mighty. The multitudes, whether in Israel, whether in the nations, they bypass what God promised. But the remnant believes with all their hearts, puts himself on the side of God, agrees with God, and not one subject is left about which we could discuss about. No, we believe with all our hearts what God has said to us in his holy word. Now, verse 20 also, Romans 11, verse 20.
Ganz recht.
Well,
infolge ihres Unglaubens,
because of unbelief, and here we are at the point, because of their unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. This is very mighty. How often we shall say it here, unbelief is the most terrible insult. Whoever does not believe God makes him a liar. And who are you? Who am I? Who are we? That we cannot believe God, that we should not believe God. We believe God with all our hearts. We receive with all our hearts what God has given us by his grace. Also the election, also the calling out, everything what God ordained for us, we receive it gratefully and we thank the Lord for it with all our hearts. Then we have in Romans 12 One very special statement, Romans chapter 12, verse
2.
This word is addressed to all of us who we believe in election, who we believe in separation, and who we consecrated our lives to the Lord. Romans 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This word is addressed to us who we have become believers. And be not conformed to this world. Our Lord has of course said, ye are not of this world, just as I am not of this world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. And especially also addressed who are working and having their professions. We are going there and we do our works. The better, the better we do our works, the more comfortable we will have it. But if then the joys of this world, this and this and this and that, no, there we don't belong. Only that what is part of the natural life. And then it is written, he who does not work shall also not eat. And Paul could say that he was working with his hands, working, earning his money. I also did it my lifetime. Brothers and sisters, let us take these words of admonition to heart. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The renewing must happen on the inside, and it's being manifested on the outside. It cannot start on the outside. It must start on the inside, and then it's manifested to the outside. We see that everything was said, what was necessary. Also in Ephesians chapter 4, we have it, the admonishing words, Ephesians chapter 4. Especially from verse 17, Ephesians 4, verse 17, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. Don't walk as them. No. But be transformed on the inside and live as children of God. Then it continues. 18, having the understanding darkened. The whole world lies in wickedness. The whole world is darkened in their understanding. Then it continues, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. All who harden their hearts, they will remain in it. And therefore, the admonition, do not harden your hearts. When the admonishing words are addressed to us, let not your hearts be hardened. Let the word speak to you and agree with the word of God. And the Lord will take care for everything else. And this goes on until verse 22 in Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. The old man is corrupt. He looks into this world, what is going on there. Mankind is corrupt. But the Lord God has given us the grace. And let us say it once again. We are in the world, but we experienced the inner renewing by His grace. And that what has taken place on the inside, we may manifest it to the outside as believers among unbelievers. And the unbelievers, very soon they will find out that we are believers. Very soon. Then it's written here, verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Oh, what words, what words. Brothers and sisters, here it's written, a must. He must be renewed in the spirit. There's a must. It is set for a man to die once and afterward judgment. And there's another must. Ye must be born again. Otherwise, you cannot see the kingdom of God. But here, we have again a must in the German Bible. And ye must be renewed in the spirit of your mind, down into the soul. And what did Brother Branham say? Brother Branham said it very clearly. One can be baptized in the spirit in the second realm, and yet in the soul, not even being born again. That you are renewed in the spirit of your mind. Namely, this is the soul being born again, renewing, experiencing a renewing. Let us read verse 23 once again in the German Bible. And ye must be renewed in the spirit of your mind, of your soul. Brothers and sisters, we believe that everything what God requires from us, that He also gives it to us by His grace. And if we hear the word today, if we then agree with the word, and if we repeat, if we say in our hearts, beloved Lord, let it happen in me. Let it happen in my soul. On the deep inside, may it take place what we just read in the Word. And this is the nice thing. Also in this case, the Word does not return void, but it accomplishes for what it was sent for. Just say amen to it. It accomplishes for what it was sent for. Now two or three things about the seed of the word. Let us go to Matthew 3. The well-known chapter about the seed. Matthew 13. And here the Lord said everything what has to be said about the seed of the word which we are sowing and which of course must spring up. Matthew 13, here it's verse 19. Matthew 13, verse 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. Here we have a very serious admonition. The most precious word can be preached, and if we don't understand it, if it is not revealed to us, then it remains here, written in Matthew 13. But it is not written in our lives. And therefore, brothers and sisters, God has led us in such a wonderful way. We all are taught of God. Say it. I confess it. Not a single word remained not to be understood. God opened the understanding for all of the scriptures, for the Old and for the New Testament. He opened our understanding for it. And He has given us grace not to interpret anything, to not discuss anything. But every word which was preached, it was revealed to us by God. And by grace, we understood it. And therefore, the enemy cannot come. He can never pluck it out from us. Just if we don't understand the things, and if we doubt the word, what then? What then? Then comes the enemy and robs this precious seed which was sown. He robs it. He takes it out from us. My prayer is that the seed of the Word of God from A to Z, from the first to the last promise, from the first to the last word, was sown into our hearts. And that every word was revealed to us by the Spirit of God, by His grace. Let us take it to heart. And also here, when we hear the word, we must go with it. And we must say, Lord, I bow in your presence. And I have the deep desire that you reveal every word which I hear so that the enemy cannot doubt any word and take it away from me, but that we of a truth become a word bride, just as our Lord and Savior was the word manifested in the flesh. Then in the same way we have it in Matthew 13, verse 23. Here we read, but he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understands it. who hears the word and understandeth it, who also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some a hundredfold, some 60, and some 30-fold. He who gets the word revealed by God, he who understands it, brings forth fruit. And brothers and sisters, there's one request left, saying, "Dear Lord, as sure as you speak to us through your word, as sure as your word is the original seed, as sure as your word is preached in the truth, please reveal every word to me what is preached, so that I can bring forth fruit, and so that our fruit remaineth as it is written, so that we go forth and bring forth fruit, and so that our fruit remaineth." Then, verse 25, Matthew 13, verse 25, "But while men slept," while the people slept, "his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way." Brothers and sisters, when I read this today, it really touched my heart. There's only one verse which reports us that the last message in Matthew 25 goes forth. We all understand it, but in the same way, it is written in Matthew 25, that all slept. Let us read it from Matthew 25. And this is today the key word, all slept. All who heard the last message, all who heard the last call, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." But perhaps the time was too long for some. And then it's written here, Matthew 25, verse 5. Matthew 25, verse 5. "While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept." And this time, the enemy used to sow his interpretations into the end time message, namely in the moment where it took too long for us. Yes, and then all slept. All who heard the call, they slept. And this time, the enemy used to sow his interpretations. And I say this with pain in my heart. I say it. How many interpretations he sowed into that, what Brother Branham said, because they did not understand. Also here, brothers and sisters, it's really important whether we understood all things correctly, what the Lord God said through the prophet, through this unique ministry, giving it to us. To every sermon, one can ask the question, did you understand all this? And if we did not understand it, then the enemy comes and robs us the word and lets us sit upon the interpretations. Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious word which we can read today. Once again, Matthew 13. Matthew 13, verse 25. But while the people slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. If he would have sown it somewhere else, then it would not be so bad. But between the wheat, into the message, where the message was preached, there the enemy came and sowed his interpretations up to the statement that the Lord came already in 1963 and so forth. Oh, what is being said here? My goodness. The people should take their head into their hands. Where were they in 1963? Where were all who believed this? Where were they in 1963? Most of them were not even born, leave alone being born again. And they believe, oh, such a nonsense. When the Lord comes again, then the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we shall be changed. And in a twinkling of an eye, we'll be taken up. And we shall be with the Lord at all times. The return of the Lord doesn't happen about many years. But the message goes forth in this time and reaches the ends of the earth. But the return of our Lord will of course be as the lightning shineth from the east and shineth to the west, so shall be the return of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, may God give everyone the respect before the Holy Word. And whoever has the respect before the Word, to him it will be revealed. But in the same way, it's of course written in Matthew 25 that all woke up. But what happened in the meantime? The enemy sowed his seed. But the true seed of God, the word seed, remains in the word bride. And we believe from the beginning to the end only that what God said in his word and what he promised. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Yes, as a German song goes, but whoever believes God's promises, he will find, and he will get the word revealed, and every question will be answered. Also those who say that the blood is no more on the mercy seat. Oh, brothers and sisters, I can read it to you from this word that even the multitude which goes through the tribulation period, they will wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. May God give all clarity, a clear mind, a clear revelation of the word. May he give it to all. That just the people recognize that they were led into error by those who refer to the prophet. And we are just so grateful. We only refer to God's word. And we place everything what the prophet said, we place it into the Holy Scriptures. And we're just so grateful that he opened our understanding for the scripture by his grace. All, of course, are acquainted with that, what is written in Matthew 25. And they all slept. But then came a cry, and they woke up. But what happened? Something took place. Some were wise, and the others were foolish. Exactly the half of them. Let me say it here. Brothers and sisters, there are people, and this is the bride of the Lamb, who did not bend their knees before Baal, and who don't receive anything except it is written in the Word of God. The Word is the original seed, and all the interpretations are coming from the enemy. Oh, how many scriptures we could read here. Oh, and let us say it here to Matthew 25. Let us say it. The rapture will take place. The wise virgins will enter the marriage supper. And the foolish ones, who were enticed. When was Eve enticed? When the enemy questioned that what God said to Adam. Should God have really said? That's how Eve was beguiled and enticed at the beginning. Should. And in the same way, it is that enticing takes place in our time. Should God have given a commission? Should the Lord really spoke to him? Should. But he who is of God, to him it was revealed. And we see that part by grace. We see it fulfilled. Who also was said to Brother Branham, the message which is given to you will forerun the second coming of Christ. I don't say this for my sakes. God knows my heart. I have no need of. But just look on all them. Look on them who bypassed what the Lord God himself commanded and what he did in the last past 50 years all over the earth. Who just bypass it. Puffed up, laughing, scoffing, driving here past. And of that, what God is doing right now, they don't want to do anything with it. Just having the hope that the prophet will return. My God in heaven! Where did those people come? They have heard the same call. They made the same beginning. And someday they slept. And one day the enemy sowed his seed. And they remain in the interpretations which the enemy sowed. But the wise virgins, the bride of the Lamb, remains in the Word of God. And at the return of our Lord, we will experience it. He will not take a mixed group home. He will take home a blood-bought flock, spirit-baptized, washed in the Word, sanctified in the truth, taking a bath in the Word, pure and holy. He will present it into his holy presence. Not a single interpretation will be there. Brothers and sisters, let us come back to the beginning. He that overcometh. And the promise is addressed to us in this time. We are living in the last church age at Laodicea. And it's addressed to us. The promise is addressed to us. He that overcometh, he that overcometh all, to him I will grant to sit with me on my Father's throne. In the rapture, there will be no mixed group. In the rapture, there will be the pure word seed. The pure bride of the Lamb will enter glory. And together with our Lord, we will celebrate the Lord's Supper. We will rule with him, reigning with him, because thus the promise is that we are ordained to rule together with our Savior. To him, the Almighty God, be the glory. Now the word from Peter, which touches our hearts time and again. We have a more sure word of prophecy, which we have. And we read it in 2 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Here we can read it once again. What the Lord God said to the man of God, and what he left to all of us. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christus verkündigt haben, sondern
but we're eyewitnesses of his majesty. And then he lines out and says what happened at that time. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Second part of verse 17. And in verse 18, Peter could testify, and this voice which came from heaven we heard. Just think of it. Peter was there. He was present on the Mount of Transfiguration when this voice sounded. Oh, what kind of certainty this brought to him. This voice, verse 18, this voice which sounded from heaven we heard when we were with him on the holy mount. And then, verse 19, we have also a more, this mighty experience. Then back to the word. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, which we have. We possess it, not having it and then losing it again. No, we have it, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Amen.
Amen.
Forever and ever, it remains like this. Let us summarize what we tried to say today for the glory of God. Our Lord has a plan of salvation, a plan of redemption, in which we take part by His grace. And we read from Matthew 13, he who hears the word and understandeth it not, then the enemy comes and robs it. Let me say it humbly. Let me say it with all my heart. Let me address it to God. Lord, Almighty God, be merciful to all who have heard your word today, so that they understand it correctly, that they believe it with all their hearts, and so that they get it revealed, so that the enemy can never take it from them, that it becomes your possession, that you possess it, and so that you are possessed by the Lord. We are no more we don't belong to ourselves anymore, but we belong to our Lord who purchased us by His grace. Just what we read now in Peter, that it becomes a divine reality. No prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, not one. God said what He meant, and He means what He says. Now the two scriptures from the precious book of Revelation, chapter 1, Revelation, chapter 1, here verse 3, Revelation, chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and that they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Never in the 2,000 years it could have been emphasized in such a way as today. For the time is at hand. Blessed are all who read the words of this prophecy, who believe it, who hear it, and who got it revealed. For the time is at hand. The time is very near. And in the last chapter, Revelation 22, Revelation 22, verse 19, and if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifieth these things, saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And then It ends with a grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. May the Lord God use this day that we get grateful, that we get more grateful for the grace which He has given us. To hear His revealed holy word, to receive it as the divine seed. And you all know, a seed is not sown into the ear, it is sown into the heart. And as sure as the divine seed of the word was sown into our hearts, so sure every word, also that what Brother Branham said, is revealed to us by the Spirit of God. And we will understand all things correctly. Just one question. Why did Brother Frank not misunderstand anything? Even of the hard statements which Brother Branham made here and there, the statements which are hard to be understood, why we at this place, from 1958, we have heard what God spoke through His servant and prophet. We heard it. And not a single time we misunderstood it. Not a single time a question was left. Not a single time. When a sermon was translated, not a single question was put on my table. Not a single time. God opened our understanding for the Scripture. And I really believe that all who have come from near and far, and all who are joining us online, all who are listening online, that all who are part of the wise virgins, they woke up, but only with the good seed, with the word seed, and going forth to meet the bridegroom. And they know the promise is ours. He that overcometh shall sit with me on my Father's throne. The highest calling. And we can say, who am I? Who are you? But God has ordained it that way. Before the foundation of the world, He purposed it that we can live now, and that we come now to the completion, hearing the word of God, coming back to the beginning. Just one word addressed to all the newcomers. It belongs to the proclamation. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to confirm the forgiveness which you received, the baptism is a covenant of a good conscience with God. The baptism confirms that we became believers. In baptism, we confirm that we received the redemption, we received the forgiveness and the reconciliation, everything what God has given us by the blood of the Lamb. We received it. And therefore, right in the first sermon, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday, many came to the front for prayer. Should some be here who would like to be baptized right after the service, there is the opportunity. We will have a baptism. All are invited to consecrate their lives to the Lord, to receive the forgiveness, to make the covenant of a good conscience with God, to be buried by baptism with Christ. For thus it is written in Romans 6 that all who died with Christ, they were also buried with him by baptism. And as sure as our Lord rose from the dead, so sure we confirm by baptism the immersing is the burial, and the taking out of the water is the taking out and living a new life. May God give all the grace to believe with all their hearts, to receive and to accept. And please don't forget, may this weekend be worthwhile, so that we receive the seed of the Word of God, not mixing it with anything, but remaining a true Word bride until the return of our beloved Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Let us stand up. Perhaps the two sisters are singing us a song. And in the meantime, we sing, as so often, the chorus, "Just as I am." Be grateful. We are in the presence of the living God. We are hearing his precious and holy word. Also the admonition, be not conformed to this world, but be renewed on the deep inside of your soul, so that the Lord gives a full deliverance of every bad habit, of every slavery by grace. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And our Lord cried out on the cross, "It is finished." We are redeemed. We are delivered from the power of Satan. And we are consecrated to the Lord God.
Breite die Kunde von Jesus überall aus ohne Scheu. Köstlicher wird sie dem Herzen, sagst du sie immer aufs Neu. Sag sie, wie er liebt, wunderbar liebt. Lade doch ohne Verweilen, alle zu Jesu zu eilen. Sag sie, wie er liebt,
proclaim his love,
wunderbar liebt,
how he loves so wonderfully.
Sag's, bis es alle vernommen,
tell it to all,
und zu dem Heiland gekommen.
May all come to the Savior.
Sag's den gebrochenen Herzen,
tell it to the broken heart.
Lass nicht die Irrenden gehen. Kündigst dem Wanderer am Wege, leb es, dass alle es sehen. Sag's, wie er liebt, wunderbar liebt. Lade doch ohne Verweilen alle zu Jesu zu eilen.
Invite all.
Sag's,
proclaim his love. Proclaim his wonderful love.
Sag's bis es alle vernommen.
Proclaim it until all have heard.
Zu dem Heiland gekommen.
Until all have come to the Savior.
Sprich zu den Hohen und Niedren. Sag's dem, der neben dir steht. Sage es wieder und wieder, mache dein Wort zum Gebet. Sag's, wie er liebt, wunderbar liebt. Lade doch ohne Verweilen alle zu Jesu zu eilen.
Invite all to come to Jesus.
Sag's, wie er liebt.
Proclaim his love.
Wunderbar liebt. Sag's, bis es alle vernommen.
Tell it to all, until all have heard.
Und zu dem Heiland gekommen.
Until all have come to the Savior.
Trage die selige Kunde, singend und jauchzend durchs Land, bis alle Welt sie vernommen und ihren Segen erkannt. Sag's, wie er liebt, wunderbar liebt, lade doch ohne Verweilen alle zu Jesu zu eilen. Sag's, wie er liebt.
Proclaim his love.
Wunderbar liebt.
Proclaim his wonderful love.
Sag's, bis es alle vernommen.
Proclaim it until all have heard.
Und zu dem Heiland gekommen.
Until all have come to the Savior.
Sag's, wie er liebt. Wunderbar liebt.
Tell of his wonderful
love. Lade doch ohne Verweilen.
Invite all.
Alle zu Jesu zu
eilen. Invite all to come to Jesus.
Sag's, wie er liebt.
Tell of his wonderful love.
Wunderbar liebt.
Tell of his wonderful love.
Sag's, bis es alle vernommen.
Until all have heard.
Und zu dem Heiland
gekommen.
Until
all have come to the Savior.
Amen.
Amen. For God so much loved the world. Beloved, when we sing now, just as I am, may all who would like to be baptized, may they please come to the front while we sing the chorus. Please come now to the front, all who would like to be baptized.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God. I come.
Are there some more who have made their decision to be baptized in faith by obedience? For thus it is written, it behooves us to fulfill all righteousness. Thanks be to our God. May the Lord God bless you. May he be with you. And Brother Miskis, he will pray with you now. And then afterward, he will take you for baptism. There's an announcement, brothers and sisters, please remember me in your prayers. Also I got older, and the many journeys, the sleepless nights, they don't bypass me without any trace. God willing, now together with Brother Tati, in July, I will make a journey to Mauritius, to the surroundings there, to preach the wonderful word. The whole year is planned. One time with Berlin, we wanted to include Berlin in our journeys. Just keep it in mind. On the third Sunday in August, on Sunday, the 20th of August, we invite you to come to Berlin. We will also announce it. And we really believe that the Lord will call out the last ones also there. Yesterday, we heard of the people of Israel, of the declaring of the state of Israel, and we are grateful to God. Also, this should be mentioned once again. If the Lord tarries, and if time is still with us, then there was a suggestion made that once again, if the Lord tarries, God willing, in May 2018, we will once again make an Israel trip, most probably the last one, from the 7th of May to the 18th of May, from Monday the 7th to Friday the 18th of May. And if at least 42 persons register in this month, then we will make an Israel trip. If not, we will thank the Lord anyhow. We remain here. Let us just say it in the presence of God. May the will of the Lord be done in all. Now we give you greetings. All our brothers, Brother Cosme, and all brothers to Montreal and to everywhere, into all the world, all brothers, to Prague, and wherever you might be from the all of Europe, and from all the world. May the Lord God bless also all those who are joining us online. May God bless the translators. May God bless all. And once again, we say it, may God give grace that every word is understood the right way, and that we bring forth fruit for the glory of God, and so that we experience our preparation unto the glorious return of Jesus Christ. Brother Helmut Miskis. Let us thank the Lord together for this special day. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, our hearts are running over of gratefulness for your grace and faithfulness. You prepared us the table so richly. You have given us the hidden manna to taste it. Your word is always new, and you speak and you reveal yourself to us, just as you did it with your disciples. To the others you spoke only in parables, but to your own you revealed your mysteries. You spoke to our hearts today, and your word has fallen and has been planted into our hearts. And it brings forth fruit for your glory and for your honor. We thank you for our brothers and sisters who want to testify of the grace which they received, that they received the forgiveness of their sins, receiving the certainty to be saved. Bless our brothers and sisters and lead them, guide them, let them grow in your grace and call out many more. Bless your work worldwide and call your bride out. Make us ready for your coming. Lord, we walk our way jubilating, for you have done great things in us. Blessed and praised be your holy and precious name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we sing one stanza? Lord, you have done great things in us. Let us sing. Well known to all of you. Lord, you have done great things in us. We praise you. We jubilate. We rejoice. Glory, glory. Jesus alone. May all who have breath, may all praise you. This alone will be glory. This alone will be glory. When free of trouble, I will see and behold your face. When I will see your face. We close with the words of our Lord. Matthew 13, verse 51 and 52. Did you understand all this? And they said unto him, Yes, Lord. What is your answer? What is my answer? I want to hear a loud yes.
Amen.
Then he said unto them, Therefore, every scholar who is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. From the New and Old Testament, we brought forth everything. Once again, have you understood all these things? Yes, Lord. Once again, greetings together with our brothers from Montreal. Brother Nazare, Brother Joseph, Brother Cosme, and all brothers. May God bless our brother Didier. May God bless all ministering brethren in all nations and tongues. To him, the Almighty God, be the glory. Now, in closing, the question, was our coming worthwhile? Amen. Brother Schmidt will come to close with us in prayer. Ever faithful God, who art in heaven, you are present where your people are gathered, Lord. We thank you for the grace. We thank you for your word. As we said, we thank you for the heavenly manna which you gave us. Every day anew. We just need to go and to receive it and to praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. Please bless your worshipping people worldwide. All who have heard your word, bless them, Lord. Bless also those who testify now in baptism to make a covenant of a good conscience with God, to walk with you. Lord, bless them. Bless everywhere, in all countries. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, I have stammering lips, Lord, to express. Please, we thank you for your mercy. To you be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah be praised.
Hallelujah,